Allah Rabbul Izzah tells us that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that all the Anbiya suffered hindrances, and that what ye suffering is what they also suffered in a similar manner. And the reason behind this is that when something becomes general, it becomes easier to bear. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the verse of the Noble Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَأْمَنَّا أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَّتِهِ. It occurred to every messenger and Nabi whom we sent before you that whenever he recited the revelation, Shaitan cast doubts in the hearts of the listeners in his recitation. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that in Surah Al-Am that we have appointed for every Nabi an enemy. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلْ نَبِينَ عَدُوًا مِّنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ Insi wal jinn, that we have appointed for every Nabi an enemy who are devils from the human and the jinn. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. The shayateen surely whisper evil in the hearts of their allies so that they may dispute with you. The shayateen and their allies from the human race never accept Islam, nor do they want anyone, can't allow anyone to accept Islam. And therefore, they continue to sow the seeds of doubt in the hearts of others. However, Allah wipes out the shayateen's effect and he consolidates. Allah Rabbul Izzah, فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِ الشَّيْطَانُ ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ. Allah wipes out, effaces the shayateen's effect, and he consolidates his verses. Wallahu alimun hakim. And Allah is all knowing, the wise. So these doubts that are cast into people's hearts, they do that, and they have different effects on different people. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِ الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَضُ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So these doubts, what do? Allah makes the doubts cast by shaitan a test for those in whose hearts is a disease of hypocrisy, and for those whose hearts are hard, the kuffar. Allah makes this a test for them. This becomes a means of them going astray. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. And indeed the oppressors, those who harbor these doubts, are in a far removed disagreement. They are obstinate and do not take heed to the truth, even if it is before their eyes. Allah keeps those whom he has guided firm on their beliefs despite the onslaught of shaitan. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah makes it such so that those granted with knowledge should know that the revelation that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recites is the truth from Allah, from your Rabb. And then these people, they believe in it, thereby increasing their iman and causing even their hearts to bow. Allah shall definitely guide the believers to the straight path. Allah will guide the believers. However, those who refuse to believe, they stay further away from the truth until they cannot turn back. The disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْهُ. That the disbelievers will perpetually be in doubt regarding it until Qiyamah comes. فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْهُ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةِ. Until Qiyamah comes suddenly, أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ أَقِيمٍ. Or the punishment of such a day comes to them, which aqim means there's no good. So the punishment of that day when there will be nothing good for the disbelievers. And when these things occur, it will be too late for them to believe. And on that day, what will happen? Al-mulku yawma'idhin lillah. All sovereignty belongs to Allah on that day. يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah will judge between the Muslimin and the Kuffar. Allah will judge between them. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and perform righteous deeds, they will be in gardens. Fi jannatin na'im. Righteous deeds, then they will be in gardens of bliss and bounties. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And on the other hand, for those who disbelieve, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And deny our verses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ Then for them will be a humiliating punishment. They will suffer this humiliation because they maintain that adopting iman was an act of humiliation, while kufr was something to be honored. And because of that, they will be dealt with in that manner. So the message from this passage that we shared with you today is that the plots of shaitan against the anbiya caused the believers to grow stronger in their faith and the disbelievers to fall deeper into their doubts.